if you just think of them as a human being, that you can't go far wrong. I'm very unconventional when it comes to birds. I just talk to them normally. Birds do as I tell them. I don't know why, but they do. They know what I want, and they do it.
Greetings, shining viewers. We are glad you could join us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we will continue our visit to Safe Haven Parrot Refuge in the United Kingdom with its clever feathered residents and caring founders, Christine and Paul.
Safe Haven Parrot Refuge started in 1986. We took our first bird in called Cindy, a blue and gold macaw. And we had an article in the
Daily Express.
And it was all about us. And they printed our phone number, and the phone didn't stop ringing for ages and ages. And birds just kept coming in and coming in and coming in. Then gradually, the volunteers started coming in, and things began to get a bit easier, because there were times when Paul and I were working, and we always made sure we had enough food to money to feed the birds, and we went without ourselves, didn't we, rather than, than let the birds go without.
Safe Haven Parrot Refuge provides a loving home for 46 birds. Some live in a carefully arranged foster home. Others are permanent residents at the refuge and are available only for sponsorship, but not rehoming or fostering. Now let's go and meet some more of Safe Haven's unique winged citizens.
Each and every one is different. They might be the same species, but each and every one has its own different personality. Radu there, he loves me, but Chester doesn't like me to get near him because Chester will bite me. And Chester is absolutely, probably the naughtiest one we've got. We've got Swearing Charlie here, Coco there, and now Coco's paired up with Swearing Charlie here, and they love each other. So they still like human company, but they love each other, and they'll feed each other and preen each other. This is Rainbow. And Rainbow's not too bad for Scarlet, really. When we first got Rainbow, he was ever so timid, very, very timid, but now he's fine. And this one here is Sid. Sid will not get on your left hand. He could be in really a lot of trouble. All the macaws could be ganging up on him, but Sid wouldn't get on your left hand to save his life.
Parrots are very emotional beings who form strong friendships and maintain the same partner for life.
Once macaws bond, it's a bond for life. And you might try to put another one with another, but you've got to be very lucky for them to take on another mate. They'll choose their own mate. It might be the same sex, but they'll choose it and they'll stay there for the rest of their lives. This one here is Elwood. And the reason he's feather plucked is because his mate died. And poor old Elwood's been on his own ever since. I do feel sorry for Elwood. But he just doesn't want to pair up with any other birds. Up here is Jack. Jack hasn't got any feet. He chewed his feet off because he lost his mate. His mate died. And they left him on his own for 15 years in an outside aviary.
Christine and Paul have cared for many parrots with different backgrounds, sometimes unfortunately devastating.
Well, they come in from all kinds of conditions. Sometimes it's a really genuine thing. A person might be very ill, or maybe even someone might have died, and the relations can't care for the birds, so that bird would come to us. And sometimes the birds come from just such appalling conditions. You'll get a bird that comes in that's been kept in, an 18-inch by 18-inch cage for 30-odd years with no toys, a steel perch, because they don't like them to chew the wood away. Terrible stories. Coco's the one who had his eye knocked out. We think it was done the day before we got him. And the person who had him said, I've trained falcons, I've trained dogs, and Coco was a payment for something that he'd done for somebody. And when we got Coco, his face was covered in blood. His cage was so filthy it took Paul a day to clean it. He didn't have any purchase in it, and he didn't know where to put his feet. But gradually, he learned, and when we gave him toys, it was like giving him Christmas presents, because he'd never had toys before.
In addition to fostering many parrots, Safe Haven Parrot Refuge also provides assistance with rehoming parrots in need.
The workload is enormous. Just about every day the phone rings for somebody either wanting to rehome their parrot or take one in. And we try and make it as easy as possible for the birds as well. Paul does all the membership and admin. I do all the rehoming. We always home check wherever the birds are going to go. And we also make sure that the person who takes the bird must keep in touch with the person who's donated it. We always match the bird as best we can. We try and match the bird to the person. If somebody's never had a macaw or a cockatoo before, we won't let them have one. They are the most difficult ones, especially cockatoos.
To have a macaw, you've got to have enough time to treat it like a child. It's got to have so much time
and stimulation,
and it's got to be kept stimulated all the time.
Plenty of toys, a nice big cage, plenty of out time, and also importantly, macaws should have a routine. All parrots should, really. And if you stick to a routine, it makes life a lot easier for the bird. Well, if a person's never had a parrot before, I always tell them all the worst things that can happen. We give them a thing that says, so you'd like to adopt a parrot. And it says what to look out for if a bird shows signs of illness, feather plucking, screaming, biting. And I'll try and help them out with that. Well, really, to read a book on parrots gives people the wrong idea, because they generalise. And each and every parrot is different. If they've got any problems with the parrot, then just get back onto me and I'll help them. Because once a parrot's in a home, I like it to stay there. I don't like a parrot going from one home to the other. So I'm always very careful where the bird actually goes to.
When people phone us up to rehome a bird, she'll find out why they want to rehome it first. She'll try and talk them out of it. And if there's a problem with the bird, she'll try and get through that problem with them. Like, it could be hormonal or something. And this is only a temporary thing. And the number of birds she's managed to keep with their owner, you know, it's quite a lot.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself an animal lover with 24 rescue birds of her own. In a gathering with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about her adopted bird, Sunny, and why Sunny had taken out his own feathers due to being neglected by his previous caretaker. She then reminded that all animals, especially birds, need love to thrive.
Birds, they're very emotional. If you don't treat them well and they're too lonely, you don't have enough time for them, then you don't have a bird. Understand? So you cannot just have any pet and then say they'll be happy with you. They might not be. You have to see that you have time enough or love enough to keep a pet. Any pet. Okay? They demand attention, like kids and like lovers, yeah? Like companion and friends. You must make time for friends. If not, they're very unhappy and they want to commit suicide. Yeah. Because in the wild, you know, they have companion, you see? They fly, they have fun, you know, they chase around. But in the captivity, most of these birds that sell in the shop are born in captivity. So they're not used to with the wild. But they also need companion. Would be the best if they have their own. But if not, then you are the companion. So you have to replace it with multiple love and, you know, patience. Yeah, they just need love, you know, and a little food. They eat very little. And no demanding too much, just love, you know, like petting now and again, you know, like a few hours a day and be always with them.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's Divine Adopted Birds inspired her to write the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life. Upon receiving a copy of this book, Christine sent the following message to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hello, Master Ching Hai. Thank you for your lovely book. I'm really grateful for it, and you've got the most beautiful birds. Thank you very much. This is Christine from Safe Haven Parrot Refuge.
Our deep gratitude, Christine and Paul Foreman, for the vigilant care and limitless love you bestow upon our intelligent and sweet-feathered angels. We pray that all humans will come to love all beings and respect their freedom-loving natures. For more information about the Safe Haven Parrot Refuge, please visit www.safehavenparrotrefuge.co.uk. Thank you for your company on today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your new week blossom with renewed hope.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.